This brings us to a topic I've been wanting to discuss for many years. Molecular biologists are positively obsessed with the absurd notion that DNA must be secondarily twisted, then tertiarily twisted, then quaternarily twisted yet again, if it is to fit into the tiny nuclear space. I proved in 1976 that the known topological properties of circular DNA not only do not require the presumption of helicity, but rather are explained better by a non-helical DNA model. That paper was not, however, accepted for publication until 2002, because the whole world, from the layman to the Nobel laureate, is in love with the double helix, and even scientists refuse to give it up, even in the face of powerful evidence against it. The idea that native plasma DNA is supertwisted, because such supertwisting is somehow necessary to pack the DNA into the available space, has been emblazoned into the minds of several generations of molecular biologists, even though the topology simply doesn't favor that theory. Now we see, in both the protamine DNA complex in sperm cells and the histone DNA complex in somatic cells, that a non-helical DNA model occupies only a small fraction of the nuclear space. Who says that twisting, supertwisting, and quaternary twisting on top of the supertwisting are necessary for DNA packing? And why do they say it? If you simply cannot grasp the point from pure molecular biological considerations, please then consider a macroscopic analogy. Libraries have a book-packing task not very dissimilar to the DNA-packing task of the eukaryotic cell nucleus. Libraries need to compact thousands of volumes into the smallest possible space. If this is done in a rectilinear fashion, the compaction is logical and effective. This slide illustrates an admittedly melodramatic, but nevertheless, I'd say, appropriate view of this subject. Of course, library books are not stacked on their sides, but in the upright posture in which they are usually found, the principle is the same. Here, however, is another packing mode for books which you'll never see in any library. What librarian desiring to efficiently shelve hundreds or thousands of books would pile them up in a helical array like this? Why, the very notion is absurd. Here's another confirmation for book storage you're not likely to see soon at any library in the real world. It looks a bit like the histone octamer, but without the rectilinear end termini we have added. The point I'm trying to make is that DNA, like books, is best stored in the Wu straight ladder conformation, which facilitates both efficient DNA packing and the everyday biochemical tasks of life, such as reading of the base sequence by enzymes and strand separation during replication. Okay, I've gotten that off my chest. It's now time to proceed to our last subject, namely higher order chromatin structure. This starts with the 30 nanometer fiber.